statement and warmly thanks the High Commissioner for his oral update and the last report of his office. As repeatedly underlined by the G7 countries and by the overwhelming majority of the international community, Ukraine is defending its freedom, sovereignty, independence and territorial integrity against Russia's brutal and unjustifiable aggression, which must stop immediately and unconditionally. We continue to condemn in the strongest possible terms Russia's blatant breach of international law, including the UN Charter. We are appalled by the evidence of the devastating impact of Russia's attacks on population and civilian objectives, including energy infrastructure, which constitute a clear violation of international humanitarian law. We are also dismayed by the documented use of torture and ill-treatment, including sexual violence against Ukrainian prisoners of war and civilian detainees. We call on Russia to release all unlawfully detained persons and safely return all illegally transferred or deported civilians, starting with children. Together with international partners, Italy remains determined to continue to provide all necessary support to Ukraine and its people, including for its long-term recovery and reconstruction. We reiterate our strong support to Ukraine's independence, sovereignty and territorial integrity, with the ultimate goal of achieving a just, lasting and comprehensive peace in line with international law, UN Charter and its principle. I thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to UNICEF.